God, the phone again. Coach. You're going to wake up one day and find that the door shut.
Oh, bless your Jesus. Bless your name. Thank you for your mercy, Lord.
We're going to wake up one day, maybe today.
Hallelujah.
And we just don't, we're not striving along to this.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You go right along, come along.
My Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
Oh, have fun. Who, me? Even know what I'm talking about. Would you guys knock this off and do this thing like I told you? I'm not a dummy. I might be stupid, but I'm not a dummy. And I can't even use practical language. We got power coming to here from both the sun and the grid. And the only thing that's done is there's a switch box here. And all you got to do is that one right there. If you want to use the sun, that will not run off the sun very long. So then you just keep the direct line from the grid into there. No, if ands or buts, if you haven't put another switch in. I'm trying to switch you all this morning. You got a bunch of ants in you. You know what an ant does? Who's got to do with anything? Look at that grape there. Look at that complaint over there. Who's that?
Jesus.
Glory
to God.
No sense telling any of you folk that as Christians, followers of Christ, I can do all things.
Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus.
Look. Yeah, you won't relate one scripture to that, will you? Son, I need to save a bunch of sinners down there. I can take care of it, Dad. I can save the vilest sinners. What about the sins? I'll take care of that, too. Now, you damn fool! Sit there. Come on, lad. Sit there. That same old look you've been doing for 10 years. You guys won't change your face. You won't change your heart. And you won't shut your damn mouth. If you guys are not going to hook this thing up, then I'm going to take it away from you, and I'll get in there and put my head to it, and God will help me straighten it out. All we got to do is keep the power. It's already here. Hey, look, he's here. All you got to do is keep the power. Behold, I give unto you power. Yes, amen. And with Anon. Oh, I'm so excited about hearing the word. Read what it says about the fellow with the Anon. Read it. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, praise the Lord.
Receiveth the seed on stony
places. And notice what it says. He that receiveth the seed, Christ. Notice what it says. Boy, your mind, your carnal mind, and you give so much place to it. The Bible said, give no place to the devil. So where's he battling you? In your mind. Why are you giving him a thought? heart you don't want to be saved. That's all. You just don't want to be saved. Read that for me before I go any further.
But he that received the seed...
He that received... Get it now. Yes. It didn't say he that rejected it.
No.
He that received... To as many received the seed, he gave them the power, the right, the will, the ability to do what he tells you to do.
Amen.
Now tell me, you peanut brains, I said, you know, The only thing I have, that's the only thing I want to back me up is the Word of God. And you folk are not full of the Word. You're full of your carnal thoughts. And so you oppose and you hinder. Ain't no way I can convince you folk to quit running around howling about it. I'm hurt. Because if I say to you, I'm hurting.
Amen.
That's complaining.
Yes.
What do you want to complain for? Nobody wants to be told how devastating complaining is.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Nobody.
Yes, Lord.
Not a one of you.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
When Job tried to complain,
Amen.
Come on, Paul. What happened when Job tried to complain? He ends up saying, I abhor myself. Do you abhor yourself when you're complaining?
All right. Oh, God. Bless you, Jesus. Amen. Holy God. Holy God. Yes, Lord. Holy.
Every man doing that which is right in his own eye, and because the scripture says that, they think it's right to do it. Ain't that right?
Amen.
Every man doing it. Oh, come on now.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And if you had a right spirit, you would know it's wrong.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
God knows that the day you eat that tree, you receive knowledge, and you'll learn how to use it for good. And nobody wants to ever bring that out to you like that, and you know it. You know it.
Yes.
Knowledge will increase.
Yes.
And what we have learned to do with knowledge is how to use it for good or evil.
Yes.
And this evil generation, then how often do we use it for evil?
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
True.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Bless you.
How are you drinking yet, Charlie? No, you're not tired. No, you're not. You folk ain't tired of sin. You love your sin.
Oh, Jesus. Glory.
Men love darkness. Don't tell me what my sin is, because I love it.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Glory.
Men love darkness. Don't tell me where I come up short, because I like to be short.
Mm. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
And there comes the backlash.
Oh, Jesus.
Anybody know why I even talk like this? Anybody know why I speak like this to you folk? Anybody's damn house know why I do it? Because I've been through all of what I'm talking to you about.
Yes.
I've learned.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
How many times did I tell you this, Mike? You just have to shut up. Because you can't talk to him. You can't talk to him. Can't hardly talk to anybody. Because they won't hear.
Mm. Oh, God.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. But God said different.
Amen.
He said they're not hearing.
Amen. Yes, God.
Have ears? And every time I quote that ought to put the fear of God in you? Are you going to be one of those that God says has ears and don't hear?
Jesus.
No way. How many times have I done this with you? Oh, these last 2 years have been kind of tough, huh? You ain't got no right to tell us nothing.
Oh, my God.
You ain't got no right to act like that.
Oh, Jesus.
Pat me on the head and tell me I'm a good boy.
No. No.
Instruct me, but don't rebuke me.
Bless you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, say, woo, he raised it right now.
Yes, Lord.
Woo,
yes,
he raised
yes.
it. Woo, God.
Amen.
All that, in, that man inside the thoughts up there.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord. Yes. Thank you, Father.
Oh, you all do it. I'll point out something, but you don't do nothing about it.
Oh, Jesus. My Lord God. Mercy, Lord.
My people are being destroyed.
Oh, God.
You hear that?
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Are you God's people?
Yes,
yes,
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
And our unity, our love, our victory is being destroyed because we just don't know how to get victory, do we? But you don't know because you refuse instruction. You refuse. You refuse.
My Lord. Oh, God.
And some, I tell you, sisters, how to cook. And you're, don't tell me how to cook. I'll even show you how to worship.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll show you how to pray.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll show you how to cry.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Look at
them. Amen.
Oh, we are.
Jesus. Oh, God.
You all can't look me right square in the face. I can look you.
Glory.
You
yes, Lord.
You just one.
Yes, Lord.
The eyes glass over.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
I keep telling you folk when I walk in on Saturday, but I sit down and wonder, what the hell am I going to say to these people?
Amen.
They want to be comforted in their rebellion?
Ooh.
My Lord God.
In their self-will?
My Lord God. Mercy, mercy, Lord. Oh, Jesus. My God.
In their back talk? A contrary word?
Oh, my God. Mercy, mercy, Lord. Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
The carnal mind is contrary. Do you get that?
Hallelujah. Sorry. Yes, Lord.
Do you get it right now? Is it working?
Jesus.
Is your thought contrary to what I'm saying? Contrary. You ever see a contrary one? That's what, that's what these guys do with each other. That one's contrary to that one. That one's contrary to that one. And they both know what they're doing. They just... So they get in each other's way.
Oh, my Lord God. Jesus.
Hey, look. I got an audience out here waiting for me. Would you all please get out?
Oh, God.
I can see right now you don't consider yourself worthy,
worthy.
Of hearing these words.
Worthy. Oh, God. Worthy.
Be told a thousand times. Open rebuke.
Yes,
can
Lord.
You
yes.
tell me anyone that I have left out on this open rebuke?
No. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God.
Open rebuke.
Yes.
Better. Better.
Better. Better.
Better. Better.
Better.
Better.
Better.
Better.
Better.
Better. Better. Better. Better. Better. Better. Better. Better. Better. Better. Better. Better. Better. Better. She always wants to trim me up to make me look better. And every time I sit down and let her do it, I think of the scripture, like a sheep before his shearers, he opened not his mouth.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes.
And I do that because I really don't want to.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Why would you want to hurt somebody who loves you?
Amen.
Well, why do you want to hurt God who loves you?
Yes, Lord.
Why? All right, Lord. I'm going to put you through tribulation. Okay.
Amen.
I know you love me, Lord. I know you have a purpose in doing it. Amen. You damn folks, not one look in your eye, not one of you. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word, God.
True.
Thank you for your word.
No fear in your heart at all. None. You can wake up within an hour in hell. The rich man, aren't you rich? You're rich, you know. Rich in grace, rich in truth, rich in mercy. And that rich man woke up in hell. Oh, I'm giving the lads a little food. I give Brother Stan a little response. I take part of this word, but not all of them. Mockers.
Thank you, Jesus.
Scoffers.
Yes.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Blasphemers.
Oh, God.
Bless you. Disobedient.
Yes.
What should be said unto you? Do it. Do it.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
We got the fans on. The wrong blowing heat around. So we have it warm in here.
Amen.
What the hell are you doing got the heat back there for?
Amen.
What do you got the Holy Ghost for?
All right now.
Oh, Lord, send the fire to our hands.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father.
Yes.
You're such soggy wood, I can't even get you on fire.
Father.
Jesus.
All you do is smoke.
Jesus.
Boy, you folks are resting on your laurels, aren't you? I've done this. I've done that. Oh, look what I did for the Lord. That's just time.
Okay.
You watch me use that over and over. We left all the folly you. Oh, Enoch, huh? Hey, Enoch, you hardhead. You're on your way to hell, Enoch. Now, you want to challenge me on that, boy?
Oh, my God.
Well, I walked with you for a long time, but then what? Why you quit walking?
Amen.
I'm still walking the same path.
Amen.
I'm a change of path.
Amen.
Now, you won't budge, huh?
You
just won't do it. You just won't humble yourself down and do it. You just won't.
Bless your name. Bless you.
If my people,
yes, Lord.
If my people would just humble themselves,
yes.
If my people,
his people,
would just humble themselves,
glory,
and pray,
yes.
And repent.
Yes, Lord.
Then.
Yes.
Then.
Yes.
Then.
Yes.
Then.
Yes.
Then.
Yes.
I, God, the great I am, I would hear from heaven for give their sin. More rejoicing in heaven. Go stand. Go stand it like when I quote that.
Bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Neither do you. I quote scriptures to you left and right, read them to you over and over again, and you're so damn hardened. Well, I don't sin like that one. So I see there's a different degree of sin, huh? Sin is one thing. Unbelief. And if you don't believe that that is sin, what you're doing right now, what are you going to confess in your hardness, your stiff-neckedness? Well, God, I'm in church. I'm in it. I let my nice warm living room come up here. I should have came earlier. Because I inquired about, is this place warm? My God, you know what we've got to make this place warm? Does anybody remember when we... So the problem is not the heater, not the wood, not the electric. It's men. Is there wood out back? It just don't jump in the fireplace by itself, does it? Is there power there? Is there power here?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, send the power.
Yes.
Look, the sun is shining. Yes. Power. Yes. Look, the lights are burning. Yes. Power.
Hallelujah.
Look, the saints are shouting and rejoicing. Yes. Power. Yes. Power. Yes. Power. Yes. Oh, but I heard that. Damn that junk. I'm older than you, man. I'm just sick and tired of your mind kicking back at me. You don't know what I'm going through. Do you know what Jesus went through?
Amen. Glory. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to
God. You don't know. You just don't know because we don't want to know.
All right.
And if I go back to the scripture to try to get through to you, you just resist the scripture.
Hallelujah.
Jesus' life was a pattern or an example.
Yes, Lord.
It had already... Do all things according to the pattern.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The pattern began in the garden.
All right.
With a man and a woman. Today we want to say men marry men and women marry women. I mean, my God, why do you want to get married? Just go do what you're doing. You think that's going to make it legal? Make it right? Too many of you folk are married to the world. So you think that makes it right because you live by the world standards. You and I go through this almost every hour. Why don't these people understand? You don't like this. And I know you don't.
Oh, God.
In all you're getting something, aren't you?
Right.
I don't know what you came to get.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Yes.
I'd like to have my own way. I don't mind getting.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, bless your name.
Now, the phone number here. For you're smart aleck that says you're going to call this morning. Call, I'll identify you as the devil because that's what you are.
Amen.
Well, we're going to be careful. Yeah. Well, if you're calling for the right reasons, you can call.
Yes.
Amen.
If you're afraid I'm going to rebuke you, you can call.
Hallelujah. Glory.
But you're not going to rebuke me, none of you.
Hallelujah.
You hear that, Chris Kendrick? You hear that, Enoch? You hear that, Stan? You think I'm running my mouth when I told you long before I met you, God said you received nothing? Paul said, I conferred not with flesh and blood. I didn't ask you how to do this. I didn't ask for you. Try to, but now it's more difficult every day. Because you just won't humble yourself. Humility exposes you, you know. Strip you and make yourself bare. Let me expose you. Your own clean parts. I get, that's not theology, huh? No, that's just simply the word of God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
No fear.
You
know, every week I get closer and closer. I keep telling people, come and see, come and face me. There's no way this is going to be accomplished without God killing somebody. Because you have no fear.
Amen.
And then I go back to the biblical example. Why did you find it? Oh, come on, what's taking you so long? Come on, boys. Amen. You go to the story of Ananias and Sapphira.
Amen.
That took place right after the mighty outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Look at me. I don't need one guy to find it. Get it, read it for me, or shut the hell up and I'll find it myself.
With Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession.
My God, are you folk going to hear this?
Yes, Lord, yes.
Are you going to let it go right through again, your peanut brain mind? This took place right after, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And they were filled.
Glory.
Yes.
Glory, God. Jesus.
Amen.
You people will not budge, will you? You're stubborn. Well, that don't refer to me. That wasn't written for me. It had nothing to do with me. You know who Jesus died for?
Me.
Me.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You know what sin he took?
Yes.
Me, my, I?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Unholy.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Incontinent. Fierce. Heady. High-minded. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Well, who's going to read it?
And kept back part of the price.
No. What are you keeping back this morning?
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
What are you holding back?
Yes.
What are you reserving to yourself?
Yes, Lord. Glory.
Huh?
Amen.
You're here to worship. What are you holding back on?
Amen.
How about your will?
That's right.
Holding back on your will?
My Lord. Oh, Jesus.
And I were talking, and he mentioned how he was snared. Well, I've already known that. And then you people, you all snared and you know it. Your carnal nature is pretty well running your life.
Yes, Jesus.
And your carnal nature is not spiritual.
Yes.
And so therefore you take issue with somebody who's spiritual.
Amen. Yes, Jesus.
I have never once failed to tell you people, in my sin,
Amen.
In my wickedness,
yes, Lord.
I never once failed to tell you I'm spiritual. And because I was spiritual, I know what my sin is.
Yes, Lord.
Now that I know what I am,
yes.
I can tell you what you am.
Yes.
I pray for you, Sister Burgess.
Amen.
I know you're going through a battle.
Amen.
I know it.
Yes.
The only thing that spares you is they're afraid to talk to you because you outshout them.
Yes. Yes.
The more they get on you, the more you're going to... But you're getting old now. You can't keep doing that. You need a prodigy. You need somebody to learn from you. Did you think you was going to run out there when I was talking about going back to jail and you said, goodness, this is it. Well, here we are. We're in jail. I am going ahead. Come on, go with me. Oh, you got that little grin on your face. I got it. You bunch of hypocrites. I'm going through tribulation.
Yes.
And we got one that's coming. That the only one that's going to go through are the elect.
Yes. Yes.
You're not going to elect to go through. He's going to elect you to go through.
Yes.
He's going to choose you. Like he chose old Joe. What do you mean? Come on, what do you mean? What the hell's wrong with you? What's wrong? Why didn't you read the book? Look. Oh, Job was chosen of God. Yes, he was. God blessed him so much that Satan used that blessing to charge God foolishly. What? Yeah, but Job loved me. Yeah, look, you're blessed him with a family. You're blessed him with money. You're blessed him with prestige. You just let me at him. Let me at him. Why, you blessed him with loving him?
Glory.
You love him so much he loves you back?
Yes.
You don't read like that. Damn it. Don't tell me it don't read like that. Don't you dare try to tell me what it reads. Don't you get none of you. None of you. I know how it reads.
Yes. Thank you for your love, Lord.
I think one of the greatest gifts that God could ever give a man is interpretation of scriptures or revelation of truth.
Yes, Lord.
That was right over your head. Right over your head. Revelation. Revelation of the times.
Yes, Lord.
Revelation of you.
Yes, Lord.
Have you got the revelation from God? Is that your brother? That's your sister? That's your brother? That's the body of Christ? That's the redeemed ones? How you can treat them like that? That way you would do that, Jesus, would you? Away with them. Come on, give me an excuse while you're sitting with that soul. Why is your countenance fallen? Use that one over and over and over and over again, and they just don't. One of the first lessons God taught was a fellow named Cain and Abel. What names? What name he gave them?
Yeah.
Cain, I cannot, or I can.
Amen.
I can do it.
Yeah.
And Abel. And when Cain wouldn't do what God wanted him to do, just like you. What do I want you to do right now? I want you to receive this and grab the word. A little snicker on your face. Does not present you faultless. Faultless? He's already taken care of your sins. How do you like the scripture on fault? Confess your fault. One to another, so that you. How many folk could use some healing?
Yes.
Come on!
Amen.
Whatever happened to you, Burgess? You said you find no fault in that. Well, I wasn't referring to you, Burgess. I was referring to Jesus. Well, he's right here. He didn't leave here. You left. What are you doing right now? Well, you came back part of the price. Well, you bring just a little bit. Is that all of it? Are you all here? Your mind, your soul, your body? Are you all here? I could have said word up and said, I can't come up here. One of the reasons why I had to go back home and live because I worked so hard. I strained myself so much preaching to you people. It's a cross. You don't buy that, do you? I will boldly say, he's my strength. Well, I don't go along with that, Roster. And the remnant. The remnant. That's what you are, the remnant.
Amen. Hallelujah.
and the remnant.
Glory, God.
Where are we at, brothers? And the remnant.
Yes.
God, these folks. I've been dependent. That's my problem. I'm depending too much on you fellas. I got a little open jacket this morning. He said, Jim's still Jim. And here's what Jim's going to do. He's going to go, That's right. I do it with old ladies like you all the time. I got two on the ground right now. There's one right there. Oh, raise your hand because they don't know who I'm talking to. Take a look now. Everybody look. And of course, you're not drinking, are you, Charlie? Not right now. You know, when men who've been drunkards in their life, they even quit drinking. They'll still act like a drunkard. They develop a... I guarantee you, if brother walked in here, he'd come with his... He always had that kind of a very assured attitude. In fact, it would encourage me. And now when the man could be in strength to me...
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Yeah, but don't you know what you've done? Do you know what you've done?
Amen.
You adulterers.
Amen.
You fornicators.
Yes.
You lovers of the world,
yes, yes,
you depend upon you.
Yes.
You blasphemers.
Yes, Lord.
Now I know you're out there waiting with the phone numbers right there,
yes,
but you're not going to get put on the air. I will tell who you are,
amen,
you child of hell.
Amen.
Now, if you're not a child of hell, then you can call too. Don't you understand this great tribulation is open conflict, open warfare, and everybody's going to show themselves? Send me a man, said Goliath. Well, God's sending a man. His name is Jesus. Hello? Hello? Your phone don't want to work? I'm looking for an open fight. They won't come here. And they better listen to me. Come, Jackie finally came, didn't he? Did he? You folks sit right here over and over again. He came that morning, and we run him off. So he starts down the road. You damn people. Why the hell don't you just get out of here? When he walked right in and said, you told me to face you. Here I am. You did say that.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
You tell him like it is.
Amen.
I ran from him, didn't I? I'm not going to run from you folk.
Amen.
Having fun again?
Oh, Lord.
Read that story for me.
But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira.
Isn't that something? A certain man.
Yes,
certain.
Handpicked.
Amen.
Oh, not just any man.
No.
A certain man.
Yes,
predetermined by Almighty Yahweh.
Yes.
Of this great big old world, you are a certain people, handpicked by God. You're the 300 that God picked out of 30,000. Glory be to God. Almighty man of valor, who? Me? Hiding back there from the enemy. And if you go back and read that, how even Gideon, later on, when he realized what had happened, how he became fearful. Somebody tell me the story. My God, I talk with an angel. Look.
When Gideon
perceived
that he was an angel of the Lord,
that he was talking to an angel, and the angel was talking to him. You know what the angel said to him? He said, "Fear not, Gideon, you mighty man of valor." He said, "Are you talking to me?" It won't be long, people. God's going to wipe us out. If we don't do something about our attitude, our responsibility, he's given us many things. He's given us all things that pertain to living a godly life. God has given us all that pertains or that's required to live godly. He gives us faith. He gives us hope. He gives us love. He gives us opportunity. And he gives us responsibility. Those are very trustworthy gifts. He trusts you. You trust him. Trusting Jesus. Oh, that sounds pretty. Then why do we do it? What about you? Why, any one of you this morning, if God permitted, could have me put back in jail. Any one of you. Just get discontent. He assaulted me. He assaulted my integrity. He challenges my mentality. Well, y'all sure look guilty. There's no chance of that, is there?
Oh, my Lord God.
I keep telling you how Jesus, by his own words, preserved the ten. He could have just as well said, all of you. Now, I can tell you right now, I don't believe there's too many around us in the church, but there is one or two that would do it. But all of you will deny me, some way or other.
Oh, Jesus. Amen.
You'll honor with your lips, but in your reaction.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen.
I remember my attorney saying, watch your face. The judge is watching your face.
All right, yes,
it's a, gives him a look at your soul.
Amen.
The eyes. Why the hell don't you folk quote it? What do you do through a window? You look, you see. The eyes are the... So God's looking right through your eyes? I'm looking right in your eyes. You want to stare me down? Lovest thou me? Don't run your mouth at me. I'm looking right in your eyes. The love of God
is greater far than
the Lord.
Think about that. He looks right down your soul and sees all of that sin and iniquity, and then he looks right past it at the cross and finds it's gone. Somebody! Somebody, somewhere! Now, the phone number's here. It's open. You can call. I will answer the phone. And I will do like I do with all the other calls. I'll respond accordingly. I must have 15 calls this week. I'd like to talk to you. I said, no, no, no. You listen to me. You don't talk to me. This is the voice. You're not the voice. You are the hearers. Hear, O Israel! Hear! 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 Faith comes by hearing! hearing, hearing, and hearing by the Holy Ghost. Get the Holy Ghost. Hear, hear, hear what the Spirit is saying. Hello? You still alive? God bless you, Sister Johnson.
Come, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer.
Hi, Sister Johnson. Say that again so these folks can hear you.
I'm doing good.
Well, say what you just got. Y'all look at these people's faces. God bless you, dear.
God bless you. Maranatha.
If you can't hear love in that woman's voice, you can't hear gratefulness. She can't be here with us, but she's here with us. And you're here, and you don't want to be here. Oh, you're wrong. I'm not wrong. What the hell do you think happened to people here that were here? Every one of these places was full.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Well, they left you. Oh, why did they leave you, brother? You had to do something wrong. You had to do something wrong, Job. Just had to do something wrong. You maintain you're a servant of God, Job? Uh-huh.
Glory, glory.
And look how you're responding. Glory. You're doing it again. Nobody wants to admit that God's doing right. No matter how much wrong I've done.
Amen.
Until I get to the place I say I've wronged no man. And I haven't wronged God. And he hasn't wronged me. He does all things well. Boy, they won't budge. God's people, they won't do it. Hardened. Right at the gates of eternity. Right at the gates of hell. And they open wide and they're pulling. 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 I will build my church.
Hallelujah.
And?
Yeah.
Do you know what that means? Did the gates of hell pull Jesus to hell? Came, folk. He went to hell, you know. He died and went to hell. When he got there, the gate was wide open, saying, come on in. And Jesus said, now give me them keys. And he arose again with the keys of death and hell and the grave. That means he can open it up any time he wants to, but in your case, he locked the doors of hell, shut the devil's mouth, and you folks can't find. Man, I'll tell you what, boy, if you ever receive the seed, you'll jump out of that wheelchair. Yeah, if you folks ever receive the truth, you get all excited. We are more than conquerors. Ay, 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 ay. You people don't even know how to receive. You know how to give, though, but the wrong thing.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
He knows how to. See, I got a lot of things in my spirit here this morning. See, what we're going through, I tried to tell you folk a few days ago when I was walking down to the dining hall. I told you something, how God spoke to me. Well, I can't get one straight word out of it. On Calvary, I got to get Calvary. I get beat up,
amen.
Beat down,
that's right.
Rejected,
yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Blessed. Can you imagine putting that back on an old cross?
Yes.
I'm backing y'all up.
Amen.
Put all this on my back. Bruise.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
And see, when I try to explain it to you, you just so... Christ became our example.
Yes.
So that means we go to the cross. We get beat up.
Amen.
We get bruised. We endure.
Yes. Amen, endure. Yes, Lord.
You know, they endured with the contradiction of sinners? Hey, you're the king, huh? Hell, let me put a crown on you. Ah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And because you're so damn carnal, you can't even perceive that. So what do you do? Read.
But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira's wife, sold a possession, kept back part of the price.
Don't you dare be privy to that, sister.
Yes.
You hear me?
Amen.
He's keeping back part of the price.
Amen.
Don't you be a part of it.
Amen.
Jesus. I'm not mean to you.
No. Thank you, Father.
But I'm your husband. Yeah, but he's my God.
Amen.
Come on, folks.
Amen.
But I'm your father. I'm your brother. But he's our God. He's our father. He's our brother. He's everything. He's your mother, your father.
Bless you, Lord.
Can't tell them nothing. Bunch of damn iniquitous people. The phone number here is 843-538-1334. Hey, snot nose. Where you at? You promised me you would call this morning and we could debate on whether the earth is flat or round. Come on, let me hear your flat call.
Oh, God.
Better still get in the car and walk through this door and look me right square in the face.
Oh,
you're God's man, but you need to preach the earth is flat. The earth is God's. Flat or round, the fullness thereof, and all that dwells therein. What more do you need to know about the earth? Come on. I know your damn reasoning. Don't go tell these flat earth people about Jesus sitting on the circle of the earth, because they'll tell you what that is, a flat plate with a circle. That's what they do. And they got a whole movement going. And they'll come to me. I said, well, you preach it. I'm going to preach about the earth being the Lord. I'm going to preach about the meat from the earth to the earth. Flat, round, whatever. Why? Because it's written. It's written. It's written. It's written. It's written. Damn fools. Hath not God said? You folk, if you don't straighten up and wake up, you will wake up in hell. I don't believe you. Par for the course. The greatest believable messenger God sent was called Jesus. And they didn't believe him. Not even his apostles. They didn't believe him. They denied him, but he wouldn't deny himself. He said, the third day. Third day, he said, I'll rise again. They didn't believe him. They didn't believe him, but he believed himself, didn't he? Didn't he? Up from the grave. Somebody, come on, Paul, shake a little bit. You know, let me tell you like this, that do a little change there. I knew you devil would do that. Hey, I got the phone open for you, people. We're in a tabernacle.
Amen.
At Canaan land. Where the milk and honey's flowing. Where the wine's being made. Where we're drawing it out and giving it to the Lord. Give praises. Shout with the voice of triumph. Somewhere. We got enough people here to run. Others to shout. Put them all together. We're going to worship. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This whole ministry has gone according to the pattern.
Hallelujah.
God laid out a pattern with me.
Yes,
and I've told it to you on the air, off the air. In fact, I'm writing another letter, and I went looking for the word, I write unto you. I write. There's about 8 or 10 scriptures.
Amen.
I write. He wrote. I write.
Amen.
The things that are written.
Yes.
You won't respond one way or another, huh?
Amen.
I am preaching.
Yes.
I am doing what's been written.
Yes. Yes.
Hold no man say. When I tell you that the reason why Jesus did that, because he didn't really know who he was. You won't budge, will you? Even John. John in the prison. He looked out and he saw a few of his followers. I wish you folk would break down this morning. When he looked at those thoughts, he wasn't encouraged. Why are they still doing that? Why are you folks still living the way you lived? Why are you not crying out for a change? Why are you not longing for a change? Come with Jesus, come, we're going to be changed. You like the way you is? Is that it? Don't want to be changed, do you?
Oh, yeah.
You like the way you is. How about loving the way he is?
Hallelujah.
Oh, to be like
him. Oh, to be like him.
Boy, we've done that in America. We sing these beautiful songs, but when it comes down to doing it, a prophet like on the Moses, when it comes down to being that prophet,
hallelujah.
I've had 25 men telling of a prophet just like you, or more. And you can't tell them, I don't doubt that they're prophets. But if they are, then that prophet calling is subject to the prophet.
Yes.
I wish you all were prophets. You're supposed to be. Aren't we prophesied by our life that Jesus is coming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glory.
Huh? Glory. And you do that by living every day?
Yeah.
We got some power on here this morning? And the fan's still on? Oh, the fan's overloaded. Well, overload, we'll go back and reset it. The devil's trying to overload you? Well, that overload you, the devil gets settled again. I'm going through. Overload me and get up and go again. Hallelujah. Fight the fight of faith. Lay hold to each other's life. That devil steal your crown. I would look back at her like that, Paul. I'd join her. Oh, he said he's going to join you, sister. Come on. Well, how do you like that? Come and join the master calling. Think you ever going to get past it, Brother Dave? That old body you lived with all these years? How you dress it up so pretty? Use cologne, don't you? Why? What kind do you use? Oh, works pretty good? Ask him. He's sitting next to you. You know, I wish I could talk to you folk without you getting offended. But anytime I start trying to inform you, you get offended. I can tell you, sister, the last thing I want to do is offend you. Yeah, you can see me. I can even say part of your show is cut my beard. It's your sin.
Oh, bless you.
And she just... Is she ever going to get done? Boy, I'll tell you, boy. I keep telling you, I'm already pretty. Ain't I pretty? The Lord's doing a pretty good job with me. He uses them shoes on me all the time.
Thank you, God.
Boy, you poor people. See, what I'd like to say, but what I've been trying to say for years, we're in tribulation. Remember, Jesus was driven or led, first of all. Damn, you're going to kick at me again. There's two accounts of Jesus going into the wilderness for one purpose. For one purpose. Damn you, somebody say it for me. First, he was led. The first one, he was led. For the purpose of the tempted by the devil. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with your head? For 40 days, he never drank water.
No.
He never ate food.
No.
Set a stage up for Satan to tempt him. I'll even quote it for you.
Amen.
Peanut brains,
yes,
hard heads,
amen.
Stubborn. 40 days. He never drank water. And then he deliberately, purposely hungered. Yeah. Here's the way it reads. And afterward, he hungered. For 40 days, he would allow no hunger. I'm not reaching again. He deliberately hungered.
Amen.
And Satan was watching him all along. Watching him.
Oh, yeah.
And when the scripture said he hungered, Satan said, I got him now.
Amen. Amen.
I got him right where I want him.
Amen.
Why did you humble yourself down and look? Well, what a preacher. My God, you hear what that guy's saying? Oh, you stubborn rascals. You rebellious house. Oh, we got him now. He got a monitor on his leg. He can't speak out of turn because we got him now. You're still not giving it. That's why I'm pausing. He fasted for 40 days without bread or water. People tell you can't do that. You can't go that long without water. You know, without spirit, water in the Bible represents spirit. Food represents the word. You can go quite a while without the word. But without the Spirit. Praise the Lord. You ought to see that poor girl. She sits over there and I just don't understand that. I don't understand that. Look at Paul Fithian. I don't understand that. And then I'll ask you a simple question. Why do you not understand my speech? Is it because you cannot hear my words? And then again, we watch the hand of God really quickly before he gives them a chance to answer. Oh, boy, you could answer me, couldn't you? Couldn't you? And you're still not with me. Before he gave them a chance to answer, he said, I'll tell you why. Oh, I got it wrong, don't I? Don't I? All right. I don't think all of you are doing it, just one or two. Go ahead, sister.
Why do you not understand my speech?
Why do you not understand my speech?
Even because you
Is it because
hear
you
my words?
Cannot hear my words? Is that it? And before he gives them a chance to answer, I'll tell you why.
Yes.
It's Jesus talking.
Amen.
You're of your father, the devil.
You're giving too much place to the devil.
Yes.
Amen.
If you're the Son of God, he wouldn't give him no place, would he?
No.
Would he?
No.
Afterwards, he hungered and Satan came to him. Afterwards, he hungered and, well, he was driven into the wilderness for that very time. To be tempted. And the devil knew better to tempt him as long as he was fasting. But when he got hungry, I got him now. Boy, is somebody in this place. Is there one person in this place who will get some spirit?
Yes.
Oh, I cry, I plead, I beg, I coax, I admonish. We're not going into that one anymore. The church has already been through that one. in the mouth of two or three witnesses. So we have two accounts.
Amen.
Two of them.
Yes.
They seem almost identical, but they're not identical. One, he was driven of the devil.
Amen.
Will somebody get those two accounts for me, please?
When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward in hunger.
Brother Brown, bless your heart. I asked for the account where it writes about him being put into the wilderness. One, it says he was driven or led by the devil. And the second one doesn't say that. Stop, get out. Get out. Get out that door. You devil, sit right here. You get so much place in the devil. All I'm doing is rightly dividing the word of truth.
Amen.
There were two accounts.
And immediately the Spirit drives them into the wilderness.
That's one.
Mm-hmm. Then Jesus was led up of the Spirit.
That's the same one.
Amen. Amen.
There is a place where it says he was led of Satan.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Damn you, people, you want to make God a liar, don't we? There's two accounts. One where Satan was used to bring him into the wilderness. And the second one was God was. You just read two. They won't budge. They just flat out won't. This is something. Can I glass over?
To be tempted of the devil.
Now let's go back and read it again.
There was Jesus led up of the Spirit.
That's the Spirit one.
Amen.
There is a place where it says Satan. Driven of Satan.
Mm.
I'm not lying.
Matthew
4,
Luke
4,
1 and
2. Just look at these people's faces. Luke 4, 1 and 2, you say?
Either Matthew 4 or Luke 4.
There you are. How long does it take you to find those scriptures? You know whether they're in your book?
Then with Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness.
That's the one. Somebody please find me the other one. Say it loud. Where's that? There's one place where it said he was led of the devil. Boy, we don't know anything, do we? Are you sure? Can we really read it? Wow, look at these two faces.
He was there. Immediately the Spirit driving him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was
driven. We know why he was driven into the wilderness.
Yes, Satan led him down.
To be tempted.
Yes.
Amen.
One place the Spirit of God led him, another place Satan led him. Okay, I just got to leave. I'll go find it for myself. In fact, the word Satan is right there.
And the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple.
That's the third text. I'm telling you, there is a scripture where it implies that going into the wilderness, Satan was used.
Yes.
Just like God using Satan now to try you.
Amen. Yes, it do.
To tempt you.
Yes, yes.
Don't let nobody say when he's tempted of God.
No.
If you're tempted, you're not tempted of God.
Because
God cannot be tempted.
No.
If you're tempted, you're tempted of the devil.
No.
He's known as a tempter.
Yes.
He's known as a tempter.
Yes.
Is there anybody in this place? I know what some of you guys are doing. Because you can't find it. You're saying it ain't there. It's there. I'm not questioning about the devil tempting him. I'm questioning about how he got there.
Hallelujah.
One place Satan drove him. Another place God led him. And the reason why, because the first one's already been taken care of. We're in the last one. Where God is leading us into tribulation. To be tempted. To be tried. And then when we're tried, and that Lazarus takes up to a high mountain and shows us all the kingdoms of the world. Do you people have any conception of what's going on in our world today? Nothing but confusion. Nothing but the Tower of Babel being built. Look.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
God's doing. Tribulation is God's doing. God's doing.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Search me.
Oh God.
Know where my heart is. Though God should lay me, I keep telling you, folks, don't you dare give me the option of living today or dying. But I'm giving you the option. I want you to live for me. But I'd rather die. Yeah, but unless you live for me, you won't die for me. So live for me. And then you'll die for me. Hallelujah. Except you become converted. And become. Hey, Daddy. Yeah. Isn't God very smart? He's all wise God. Then how come he can't say what he means or mean what he says? He can, and he has, yes. And he does. Yes. He said what he means and means what he said. Yes. And one thing is, I will come again. And that, then he adds to it, to receive you, he said. Lord have mercy. Wow. 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 Hallelujah. You just keep on coming around and I'll... Isn't that pretty? I do that on purpose. Because these poor guys, they still can't understand what's going on here.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, oh God.
Hey, Lou. He get more understanding, I hope.
Yes, sir.
He better, because if he don't, we're you and I in trouble. If he ever loses understanding of this. He runs his mouth. And the fans still run. Is it on some power?
As far as I know, yes.
Hey, is that on some power? Well, I'm rooting for it. It's getting nice and warm in here, isn't it? Ain't it warm? Just a little fan. His fan is in his hand. Well, turn on the fan, blows the cool away and brings the warm in. Come on! What's wrong with you folk? She maybe put a sweater on today. Say, you're going to get warm, cold in there. Well, I'm going to take it off because it's changing.
Amen.
Have a fan that blows that hot air around. Timothy, you were here when we changed that. You just had a stove back there.
Hallelujah.
You know where that stove back there is? In the kitchen. You know where I got that stove from? From Chocolate Supply in Columbia. Still works.
Praise God.
But you got to keep the fan working. Last couple of days, the kitchen been a little cool. See, you need to make accommodations when the weather changes. Well, Jacob's taking care of that. So why can't you help? Why can't you learn how to do it? Why can't some of you guys learn? Or Terry could build all the... Boy, Terry, If you die around here, we ain't going to have no hot water. Hey, Terry, what time do you get up in the morning? You always feel like getting up?
No,
sir. No? Come on, Terry. How about when it's cold? You want to roll over, huh? Put a cover over your head. But by that time, the sisters are going to be down there in the kitchen. They're going to want hot water. Woo! Thank you, Terry. Hey, Terry, no hot water. You ever get much help in the morning building a fire, Terry? Who helps you?
Glory!
You hear that, Jerry? When you help build them fires, that's the Lord.
Glory.
Christ in you is the hope of getting them fires built.
Glory.
That's the Lord.
Glory.
When you're cooking for the Lord.
Glory. Yes, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Glory.
What kind of pancakes do you want? Real tasty.
Bless you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Glory.
Boy, this house is something. I was home for a real confrontation. Where are you guys at? Where are you at, you devil? Your message is so flat. Don't you know, my friends, this is confrontation time? You don't know that? Afterwards, he hungered. And then he was confronted. Why the hell are you people doing that? Why do you just sit there with the... Afterward he hungered. Afterward he hungered. What's next?
Afterward he hungered, when the tempter came to him, he said...
Who's the tempter?
The devil.
That's not God.
No.
Satan. God's not tempting you.
No.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Hello? Who's this?
Brother George from Chicago.
What you need? Sorry, brother, you're not going to preach. You're not going to preach. You want to preach, you get your own radio time, get your own congregation.
Right.
You're not going to
all
preach.
Right.
Amen.
See, these devils?
Yep.
Yeah, that's wrong. You're a devil. That's what you are.
Amen.
What the hell do you want? Share. Everybody wants to share. What's your intent?
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's right.
See? Show your face down here. Then we'll see whether you got something to share.
That's
right. Amen. Stop making excuses. Hell help you if you do what you're told.
Amen.
You're part of the rebellious house. That's all these guys want to do. I want to share about the flat earth. I want to share about the tribulation. I want to share about we ain't going to be here. I want to share that God's going to take us out. You go to hell with your share.
Hallelujah.
I want his share.
Hallelujah.
Glory. No one is going to add to this ministry.
Amen.
And no one's going to take it away.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right.
Glory. Glory.
The Lord gave.
Yes.
He wants to take it away, and he did that.
Amen.
For 30 days he took it away,
yes.
And then within... one day, he gave it back.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you,
get you people. It was a little video that they used against me. And then I put in prison and they allowed us to use the video.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. All glory to you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Three times a day. Three times I was driven to the telephone.
Hallelujah.
To be tempted.
Amen.
Do I go in and sound sad? Do I feel sorry?
No.
That'd be great. All
right.
Amen. It's grievous.
Yes, Lord.
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi. What can I do for you?
We can discuss the bladder.
No, we're not going to discuss nothing, devil. We're not going to discuss it. There's nothing to discuss.
Amen.
The Bible tells about the earth and that settles.
Amen.
Amen.
Fool!
Not your
salvation.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
This is a guy that one day came to me and told me that God told him to marry Naomi. He lied.
Amen.
Amen.
You're a liar from the beginning.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
You wanted to flesh it out, but...
No, I don't want to flesh it out. I'm perfectly satisfied. You're the one who's got problems.
Glory.
Not me.
Amen.
What the hell should I even let you talk on a...
You stated we went to the moon. A man has gone. A man has not gone to the moon.
Men has gone to the moon. If they didn't do it with a man, they done it with a rocket. And the moon is going to be touched again. There will be one more. Oh, go to hell, you guys. What difference does it make whether a man went to the moon or not? I'm concerned about Jesus going to heaven and coming back. Like a bunch of little kids playing with a yo-yo. You're a liar. You told me that God said you should marry Naomi. Go get your moped.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Alpha.
Anybody want to join this devil? Because he's getting a whole lot of folk on his side now.
Yeah.
The line being drawn.
Amen.
Watch this. Hello? Where'd you go? Am I a man of God?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Am I the man of God?
You are a man of God, not the man of God.
And you would talk to a man of God the way you're talking to me?
Ooh.
Until what? You go to hell, Satan. You go to hell. I'm not your concern at all.
No.
I'm not your concern at all.
No.
None at all. You got that through your head, peanut brain? No, you are not just. The devil is not just a devil. He is the devil.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Can you picture this? I don't give him no place, no space.
Right.
He's not on radio.
Right.
Nobody will listen to him.
That's
even
right.
The ones that use it, they go on their program.
Right.
Yeah. They're not there, got programs on the moon and the sun.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
All I know that man is going to go to the moon if he hadn't already gone. And he will go Because the moon will be darkened.
Yes.
Amen. How can you darken it? The sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light.
Right.
So the spiritual application and the
yes.
They will shed blood on the moon.
Amen.
Because everywhere man's gone,
that's right.
He shed blood.
Amen.
And the moon will be turned into blood. Just
before
the great
yes.
and notable day. It's written.
Yes.
It's written.
It's written.
It's written.
It's written.
It's written.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Right.
In the book.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
By His stripes you're healed.
Yes,
it's written.
Amen.
It's written.
Amen.
By His grace you're saved.
Yes,
it's written.
Yes,
it's written.
Yes, Lord.
By His blood we overcome. Yes, it's written. It's written.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're a man of God, so I got to convince you so you can preach the message you ought to preach. Amen. You're the man of God. You're a name.
Oh, God. Flatter.
See, keep rambling. See?
Yeah.
Hello? The stars are angels. Oh, boy. No kidding. You're fooling me.
Now, Lord.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Say it. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
To heaven declare the glory of God.
Yes.
Sun, moon, stars, yes, rivers,
Lord.
Mountains.
Yes.
What a majesty.
Yes.
Majesty.
Yes.
What a majesty.
Yes.
How the water still falls in the sea.
Yes.
How the rain still falls.
Yes.
And the flowers still bloom.
Yes.
What a majesty.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory
in them.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Amen. Majesty.
Majesty.
Worthy
is Majesty.
Hallelujah.
Unto Jesus,
your glory,
honor, and praise.
He was made of the earth.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus.
He became flesh, which is made of the earth.
Yes.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
When it pleased God, who separated me from you, smart aleck, from the church system,
yes.
From the financial system,
yes.
From the theological,
yes.
When it pleased God.
Please,
God. Now, it pleased God to do that with me before I was born.
Yes.
Before I was born.
Yes, yes. Glory.
Glory. Glory. I conferred not with Steve or snot nose or wise guy. I didn't ask none of you guys.
No, no.
I'm not asking you guys how to do this. I'm telling you how to do it. And I'm going to remind you, everything out of my mouth is the word of God.
Hallelujah.
By your own testimony.
Glory.
Then do what I tell you.
Glory, God. Bless you, Jesus.
What's going to be saying to you? Do it. Do it. Do it.
Yes,
just do it.
Yes, Hallelujah.
Resurrection morning. A bunch of folk out here in the grave. He's going to say, rise, and they're going to do it. They're going to do it. I'm more sure of them doing it than you. We which will rise first. We're not going to prevent them. They're coming right on. And together, sun, moon, and stars. What a world. A condemned world. A lost world. What a generation. Condemned. You still won't move, will you? Even at the conversation. Come on down and see me. Where'd you go? Come on down. Good. And you won't stick your head inside this tabernacle. I'll meet you at the gate.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes, sir, Satan says, I'm going to come down. Satan has come down onto you. Having great, he ain't going to come in peace. No, he ain't. What are you here for? You ought to be coming here to fight a war. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Well, they come from you wanting me to preach your message. Or you're a man of God, but only if you do what I tell you. You bow down and worship me, and then I'll give you I really wish they would come. Because God promised me something. Somebody, and I'm saying it on the air, just like I said, a lot of things don't seem like they're going to come to pass. But years ago when he told me, look at me!
Yes,
you could be the one!
Lord,
I'm glad you weren't the one.
Amen.
When you walked in like a smart aleck.
Amen.
God could have dropped you, and then he'd turn right around and drop the other guy. Yes, he did. It's God who makes a lie, it's God who kills. It's God kills Steve. He killed him. God killed. God. God could kill me. Boy, you folk won't budge, will you? I wonder why he don't kill you. Because he was killed for you.
Amen.
He's standing up there, and because he's alive, you stay alive. Because he lived,
I can live tomorrow.
I gotta get through this day first, though, don't I? Don't I? Ooh, boy, if God would give me. I'm glad vengeance. He keeps reminding me vengeance is mine because I want to take vengeance. I'd like to go where you rip your clothes right off. Think you're so beautiful. Strip them, God. Rip their covering off. Your little old fig leaves. Don't even cover your nakedness. Yeah, right here.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Way back there, God has to deal with that. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Because
yeah.
That was considered naked.
Right. Yeah.
Well, when he covered with the fig leaf, what about up here? It still wasn't covered.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
When Jesus hung on the cross, he was covered with the blood. You folk, for God's sake, they put his hands up like that. Enoch tried to hang me on that one. He was nailed. He wasn't tied to the cross. He was nailed. Blood came down his arm. Blood. Blood. Crown of thorns. Blood came down. Beating on the neck. Blood. Pierces. Blood. It was the blood that covered your sins. He bore your sins in his own body and then covered it with the blood. Somebody! Somebody somewhere!
Proclaim it from the rooftop, brother!
And Satan came among them. I wonder how many times he's waiting on you when you walk through the door.
That's right.
You like that shirt. It won't fit me though, too small. I'm glad. Fits you. Made for you. Now we got rid of one devil. At least for now. He promised he's going to come now.
My Lord.
Better come quick because I'm going to die soon.
Amen.
Hey, that might be a good way to get rid of him. Then who are they going to pick on? When all once God shut my mouth once and for all, they're going to be looking for Jesus, aren't they? No, they're not. What's wrong with you? When Jesus died, did they look for him? Come on! Read the book! They were looking for him. You know what happened? He wasn't there. Just like he said. Boy, you people, you don't even want to repent. See, when I talk about the great meetings, when God would move, there was such a spirit of repentance. But it didn't last. That's why I told you. That's why God's not going to give revival anymore.
Amen.
They never lasted. They never lasted.
Amen.
They were all basically done in the flesh. And as long as people, what was the first division out there in California came over black or white. And we got two great churches from it. Church of God in Christ, Assembly of God.
Amen.
Divisions. The twain don't meet.
Amen.
We don't worship like black folk here.
No.
We don't worship like white folk.
No.
We worship like God's people.
Amen.
What color is God's body? That's why you sisters can shout like we do.
Amen.
Yeah, you do.
Amen.
Can you shout?
Yay, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Even when I rebuke you?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that a little childlike voice? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you folk don't quit it, then you're going to have to go. You don't stop getting offended at each other.
Amen.
And always causing an offense with your offense.
Right. Amen.
Quit you like men.
Amen. Glory to God.
Oh, I believe you're God. Can you picture a man saying, I believe you're God, man, but you got to... No, they didn't go to the moon. I remember very vividly when they went to the moon. And God gave me a message way back there, long before I came up here. And all you all know about it, sure you do. Ain't that right? I was preaching in Beaufort, South Carolina at Reverend Ike's church. When the announcement came out that they landed on the moon. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Do you hear me?
Lord,
are you sure?
Thank you, Father.
Lord, God said to me, you go back to Savannah.
All right.
I got a message for you concerning the moon.
All
right. Hey, look at this. Now, my church in Savannah, we only had about 12 people. I went back to Savannah, and I never announced that I was back home. I wasn't on the radio.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir, after all my berating and hollering at you folk, I walked over to my table. And there was an envelope with $1,000 in it. Or thereabout, I forget. And you, there you sit. What a remarkable thing.
Amen.
And it wasn't you that gave it. I finally figured out who it was. Well, you'd all like to know, huh? Well, why don't you know by you doing it?
Amen.
Why don't you just give your will? Give your loyalty. Why don't you just do that? Can't give what you don't have, can you? But you do have something to give. Well, you're a man of God. That guy don't believe that. They want the amount of God so they can manipulate me. If you're the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. If you're the prophet, take my revelation. Receive my testimony. I'm not going to receive your testimony. I'm going to receive the testimony of Jesus Christ. Christ liveth in you. That's the one I want. Boy, are you proud. Now, I'm trying to say about the moon. By the way, when did they land on the moon? Anybody know the date? Anybody remember the date? Say that again. April 19th. Boy, was God moving in my ministry in 68, the end of the 70s. Up to that point, hardly anybody even knew me. Just don't do me no good to tell you this, because you're going to sit there. I went back to Savannah because God told me leave the meeting in Beaufort and go back to Savannah and have a service. I didn't get it on the radio. He said, I'm going to talk to you about the moon. I'm going to tell you why they're using the moon right now. Because the Bible tells you and me that the sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give its light. Or enlightenment. Damn house. Will you pick that up for me, brother?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Damn wicked house. Just plain old wicked.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And they want me to explain.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
I went back to Savannah to have a service that night. Then I was going to go back, and I did. I went back to Beaufort. But when I got to the church in Savannah, no advertisement, no pre-advance, till packed. Never had it like that before or since. Okay? I knew it wouldn't move him. I just knew it. I can tell you how God keeps on sustaining me. And you folks just sit there. And I never got the church in Savannah full of people. In fact, it got so bad that Chris was going to leave. Now, nobody knows about that either, huh? Oh, Chris wants to lie on that too, doesn't he? Ears and hear not. Boy, that's contradictory. Ears and hear not.
Amen.
Eyes and see not.
Amen.
I thought ears were so you could hear.
Yeah.
I thought eyes were so you could see.
Amen.
My dear sister, I let you take them scissors, and I know part of your problem is your seeing. I told you that. You can't see my beard like you want to, so you... Yeah. See, what do you call that thing you got? A stigma. Stigmatism. She's nearsighted. So she'll see things that I can't see. But see, when she gets up here, she's so nearsighted that she may still find one little more hair hanging there. And then she takes those scissors and puts them right in front of my eyes. So I got to do something to keep her calm. I'm just trying to tell you how Satan deals with my mind. What am I doing? Letting somebody put a scissor right in front of my eyes, like trim my... Huh? If they got mad at me just for a second, I can't tell how many times I thought, oh, that hurts. You're not with me. But I don't think she wants to hurt me. But if I upset her, and you see, love is not easily upset.
Amen.
Love endures.
Endure, yes, Lord. Oh, God. What a mighty God.
Let me ask you a question now, sister. Do I look like I enjoy you doing that? But do I sit there quiet? Most of the time, phew, I thought I was improving. You all get that little grin on, don't you? Yeah, I know what's in men. I know what's in women. What? The whole world was smart on that one, weren't they? You always hurt. My beloved, huh? You always hurt her. We hurt her.
Yes.
Now mine's sitting up here.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Spent the last week in a psycho ward. Still preaching to every one of them. When she does that, they think she's more psycho. Stop it! You all think you know what you're doing, don't you? Don't you? Don't you? She probably can't even hear this point because they got her doped up. Because he argued with them. I don't want this. I don't want your drugs. Then she fights. Why are you doing that, peanut brains? You know what you're capable of? You let the devil just get it. I'm not demon-possessed, she said. Well, I'll do that a little bit. But she's demon-oppressed. How about you? When you get oppression, it's stealing oppression. It's not God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you give place to the devil. I go through it all the time. He wants me to feel sorry. And sometimes I do. And that's what you folks don't like. We don't like somebody being honest. That's why I stand so amazed. How in the world can a man preach like this to the whole world and God don't stop his mouth? Now, I'll do you a favor. Heavenly Father, I know you hear me always.
Yes, Lord.
If I'm not doing your will, if I'm misleading your people, if I'm causing them to go astray, if I'm the cause, then please, in Jesus' name, I implore you, remove me off the scene.
Lord.
Shut my mouth now and forever. Now I did that before they arrested me in the dining hall. And then he came out and arrested me. And a lot of folks thought God was shutting my mouth. But then he opened it.
Yes.
You folks sit there. I was in the prison house one night. The next morning, didn't even know anybody knew I was even there. Why the hell are you folks receiving this like this? Why? Why? Please tell me why you harden up and...
Praise your name, O God. Thank you, Lord.
It was 8 o'clock or 7:30 the next morning when they bound me up down here, two sled agents. I said, where are you taking me? He said, we can't tell you. They were doing that deliberately. They didn't want nobody to know where I was. You poor folk. Oh, you're so wise in your conceit, aren't you?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Are you wise? Are you wise? That's right. I'm a good builder. Well, I'm a better one. And look what I got to build with. A bunch of gopher wood. Driftwood. Gopher. Tribulation, to be tempted, to be tried, tempted and tried, we're often why it must be
all the day long.
Father, smart Alex, running their big mouth.
Yes.
The stars are the angels. I know that.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to be stars in his crown. What a realm, huh?
Bless.
Just a little bit too high for us.
Bless you, Jesus.
The heavens are full of stars.
Hallelujah.
And the heavens are going to be full of angels.
Hallelujah.
And you and I are going to be one of them.
Hallelujah.
We shall be as the angels. We're going to take the place of the fallen angels. Satan is, Lucifer has already been replaced.
Yeah.
Another name, Jesus.
Jesus.
Not Lucifer, no. Jesus.
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 Oh, there is something. Paul said, I'm glad when they preach that name, even in contention. Because wherever that name is mentioned, they call that name, they're going to find Jesus. Hallelujah! Jesus! Thou son of David! Jesus, save me, lest I perish. To the utmost, Jesus saved. Not Trump.
No.
Not Prophet Stair.
No.
Jesus.
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 I went back to Savannah. I did not announce it. I went to the church that night to preach about the moon.
Right.
And that's when God told me that before Jesus comes, man will go to the moon and he will shed blood.
Amen.
Wherever man's gone, he sheds blood, and we always hear about it.
Amen.
It won't be hypothetical.
Amen.
The shedding of blood on Calvary wasn't hypothetical.
No.
It was real. The man hanging on the cross, he wasn't hypothetical. He was real. Oh, it's real. It's real, all.
I know it's
real.
You want to be a real saint? Then get to know. These things I write unto you that you may know. One of us in that really beautiful. Hey, is this thing I write as a young man?
Yeah.
To remind you, your sins are forgiven.
Hallelujah.
Think about that, boy.
Hallelujah.
You big old sinner. Lord, have mercy. Read it. It's there.
Glory.
Is that right unto you, young men?
Yes.
Amen. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you. And for his name's sake, I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning.
Right.
I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one.
Amen.
I write unto you, little children,
amen,
because you have known the Father.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Become converted. Become like a little child.
Amen.
Then you'll get to know who your Father is.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then you can cry, Our Father.
Which is all in
heaven.
Hallelujah.
Thy kingdom come.
Hallelujah.
Thy will be done.
Hmm.
In
week I was listening to as many different renditions I could. The Mormons sang it, the Geyser Trio sang it, the Quartet sang it. You know, and no matter who sang it, it still had a ring to it. Anybody know what it used to make it famous? The opera. I can't believe you folk don't know what the opera is. I'm really appalled you folk don't know who God is.
Oh, my Lord God. Oh,
Well, if you knew who God was, you would know He's here.
Yes, yes, yes.
I didn't tell you.
Glory.
You've been telling me.
Glory.
How do you know? Because I know Him. And He knows me. He's here. He's here.
Glory, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, our Heavenly Father.
Boy, what a preacher you folk got. Well, you shouldn't talk like that by yourself. I'm not the preacher. I'm not the preacher. God don't glorify Himself in flesh. No flesh glories in His presence. I glory in the Lord, though, because He's the preacher, and He is here. But I can't see Him, but maybe you can hear Him. Now, what in the world are you doing? I'll give you all on jumper light. Some don't jump at all.
Hallelujah.
That's when God told me that man will go to the moon.
Amen.
And he will shed blood. The moon shall be turned into blood. Blood is in man. It's not in the moon. Everywhere man's gone, he shed blood. When Jesus came down as a man, he shed blood. How come you folk don't get that?
Hallelujah, thank you.
Judas cried out, I have betrayed. If I wasted all this morning again, God, and this is the kind of response I get, unless I push and prod and push and prod and push and prod. What can wash
away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again?
Hold it! How many folk need to be made whole?
Hallelujah.
Will thou be made whole?
Yeah.
So that's your whole spirit, soul, and body can be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord? Wilt thou be made whole? I didn't start preaching about blood on the moon with all this junk. I've heard about it. They didn't go. We're hearing now that China's trying to get on the other side.
Boy, you folk don't know nothing, do you? The moon will be turned into blood. And the only way that can happen is for man to get there. That's building the tower into heaven. And they will get there. But they won't get into heaven. Jesus said, go to now. Who do you think puts it in their heart to try to go to the moon? Shall we stand? I'm tired of fooling with you. You're not going to respond one way or the other, no matter what. You're not going to do it. You just sit right there. Well, you can't expect, because we don't understand what you're talking about. Why? You don't consider going to the moon or to Mars, building a tower into the sky, searching for God? Why did they come over here searching for God? What was America about? Searching for a place to worship God? And we got worship centers everywhere. We just ain't got folk who worship God. Go down to the Masonic Hall. They'll teach you a lesson. Can you picture somebody calling himself a Christian and they go into the Masonic Hall and they address their leader as most worshipful master? The Shriners live even a little higher. The Knights of Columbus. The Secret Brotherhoods. They worship. What do they call it? Masonic what? Sometimes they call Masonic lodges or Masonic temples. Amen. What do they do in temples?
Worship.
Come on!
Worship.
What about your temple?
Worship.
What do they do in that temple?
Worship.
Well, that's just the way you say it. We worship our children. We give in to them.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we do. Worship our families. See, if I wasn't bound here, I'd be up there. For instance, yesterday I had a call. The man she married, he's upset because he got her out now, but now the drug bill. And by the way, Edward, can you tell me how Eunice got that situation where she didn't have to pay? Can you inquire that for me? And now, you don't understand what I'm saying. Twice we've had people here in the hospital, including Sister Bush. We didn't have to pay it. Well, they sent us the bill. Hey, smart Alex, will you get your butt up here? You.
Yes, sir.
Took your wife down there.
Yes. And we had a helicopter bill of $37,000. And they don't even bother me anymore.
Because they have a system where... That's not fair, is it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's fair.
Why you? You ain't worth that.
No, I'm not.
It was worth
Certainly
getting,
not.
It was worth that getting your wife out of your life, though.
Yes, it was. Yes. Yes. She was ready. God took her.
Amen.
No more bathtubs.
No more bathtubs.
You still get in one, though, don't you?
I do, okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Well, if you got stuck in a bathtub, somebody's sister will send you over to get you out. Oh, you know, He that sits on the circle of the earth shall laugh, have us in derision. Yeah, the first drug they gave her was 2000. You were there when she told us. Do you remember? Naomi told us about the drugs.
Yes.
The first one was a shot. That's supposed to last for a week. $2,000. Now that one, the hospital takes it. But now the subsequent, three or four prescriptions. What's the average prescription? You've been down and got some prescriptions, haven't you? Do we have to pay for them? Is this how much they are? Why don't you folk wake up? What the hell's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Why are you so dense? Medicaid. Well, I got a Medicross for you.
Yes. Yes.
You just don't get it, huh?
Glory. Hallelujah.
Can you imagine charging $2,000 for a little shot? Just one little shot. Not bad. If we all just get sick, we'll get private note. I felt like calling the man she married and say, hey, look, I'll take care of it for you. Which I probably will. Because every month, we send Sister Teresa some money. Now she's been divorced from me for quite a few years. When she got the divorce, the court sent me a piece of paper out here to sign on what I would agree to give her. And what I had to agree to give her was what she asked for. And they said to her, why did you ask for more? What the hell wrong with this house? How do you talk to them? Their eyes glass over? And I still got the letter. She said he told me he would give me $1,500 a month as long as he could. Then she went and got divorced, and that broke that. But I still sent her money. I didn't break my word. And if I could, I'd go right now. If I could. And if her other got my way, I'd kick his butt. I don't know what in the world he's crying about. I mean, he spoke to an ex-Secret Service man. Spoke to an ex-commander of a Navy ship. And what kind of pension he think he got? Huh? Or they're lying to me. Hey, Terry. Where'd Terry go? Huh? Terry's a veteran. Purple Heart. When are you guys going to... When are you really going to realize he's here?
He's here. Amen. He is here. He's here. Yes. Amen.
You old grouch. You're not grouching anymore, are you? You ain't got much more to give, you know. So all God's asked for you to give yourself. That's all.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Amen. Mm-hmm. I don't get mad. I get a lot of people getting mad at me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Good for you.
When he gets them legs working so he can go to work.
Yeah. Very
What's this trouble with leaves?
Oh, a lot of rain and
I guarantee you I can have it done in 30 minutes.
Yeah, I believe that.
Oh, you better.
I'm going to move
them. Hey, Marilyn, can we still use leaves around here?
Yeah.
Have we ever used them? You want to take them to a dump? Well, we're a good dump. Don't you know God's going to use you leaves? He's not going to leave you behind.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. You know, you folks would learn to think like God. You might see some joy in this. Just the day before, I wasn't sure she was going to get back home. Because she's doing, that spirit gets on her, boy, and she'll fight the doctors, she'll fight the nurses, she'll fight Tom, she'll fight Naomi. And you can't tell her she's fighting God. You ever fight God? Did I fight God when they put me in jail? They didn't do it, he did. Why? Because all things. Just because I stood up to you that day, now ever since that time I've got to put up with you every day.
Hallelujah.
Come on, man.
Hallelujah.
Look at that. We were fighting about you coming here. And you were going to come here anyway. Huh? Did I put you out again? Now we got you coming all the time.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. Glory. Yes, Lord.
Then you show up.
Glory.
Boy, I want no trouble out of you, boy. And you. We got rid of one old lady.
Bless you, Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah, we did. Yep. When I saw she was getting in his way.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you, Jesus.
You going to get in his way? You are? Oh, she's going to get it. I hope she gets it the way you're in. Why can't I talk?
Amen, he's right.
That's where God put you.
He did.
Not to be a boss.
Out of bounds.
Not to spend your own money. Not to think of your own mind. We ever married? Huh? We ever married? Where's he at? Oh, so you're sure of that, huh? You smart Alec. We ever married? How many times?
Three.
Three times. Where are they at?
One's dead and the other two.
They're dead.
Oh, yeah, they're dead.
I just talk too high for you, don't I? I just don't talk this earthly language, do I? Do I? Huh? When I say I love you, it's not like ordinary men. It really isn't. Uh-huh. And you, what makes you think you're so lovable?
Thank you, Jesus.
She's not into being loved. Uh-uh. And I could tell her more, but I just keep throwing at her. Hoping sooner enough she'll get enough and get the hell out of here. See, I won't put her out because of her son. And that's why God won't put you out. Because of his son.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
His son.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Have you felt the burden of taking care of your mama? Huh? You don't have that burden no more, do you? Don't you know what kind of burden you were when Jesus took you on? So you just take that burden to the throne? Just here's the blood? And Jesus paid it all! Hold it now! All to him I owe! Now pay what you owe! That's the best you can do, right? That's a loud voice, right? Then do it the best you can.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
He's going to come and say, I'm here. And we're going to get so excited, we're going to jump to meet him in the air. I'm here. I'm here. All right. Seemed like I shut their mouth, didn't I? Didn't I shut their mouth? Phone's still here. Oh, that sweet music.
Yes.
A dial tone.
Yes.
The last couple of nights, I've had calls from people who said, Brother Stewart, what happened to your phone? We go to the internet and it don't come through. Well, now, if I say something, the brother will check it out. But I'd like to know why. Why? Why brothers are here to help keep this on the air. Finally got me your phone, I checked your website, it don't come through. Well, I can't blame it on the brother because then I check it and it comes through. But it still would be good. If every once in a while, the brother would check it. You know, we got a telephone service that 300 or 400 people can call at the same time. Damn you folk. What do I say? They can all call at the same time and they can all hear. If I know that number? Wow. It's on the website. Should be on some of your phones. I guess you folk must have fun with me. It's hard to look at some people's phone numbers here that who left and raised all kind of hell. Wouldn't dare to call them now. Whew. I think this was that. Let's see if that works. Shouldn't be.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. Announcement 4. Welcome to Verizon Wireless. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Somebody call this number. The number is 843-538-1334. Will somebody call this number, please? God bless you.